Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day to bundle up and take on the Stone Cold Cultural Cacophony on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week almost in the rear view, and more fun ahead on this frigid Friday afternoon, or early afternoon, I guess I should say. Hope you're doing well. If you're listening live, it is Friday, January 19th. It's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, and high noon here in the east. It's frigid, still waiting on the snow, a little flakes floating in my area, but very cold. Number in motion. We'll wipe those icicles off the phone line. 347-857-4505. Facebook page, partner chat box, also available if you're tagging along for the live chilly ride. And the Twitter X feed is 24/7, so chime in when it works for you live or on podcast at AB Writes, all being held by the talented Ever-Ready TCS crew. Trudy and Aurora bundled up in the booth at ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. Warm up with all your favorite varieties of coffees. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy, it's time to cozy up for winter styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Yours truly in the midst of all the mayhem. Just yesterday, another raucous event indeed, as we take on no surprises in Iowa. Very cold, low turnout for the Iowa caucuses. But you know who came out ahead with over 50% of the vote. What does that portend for the future? As we head to New Hampshire next week, on Tuesday, another chilly state. Will it be Nikki Haley's last stand, or is she really vying for the VP slot? We'll talk about it. And border wars. There's a bipartisan bill on the table that the GOP Senate is sanctioning, but Mike Moses Johnson in the House and the MAGA folks, they're not so sure. They're squawking about the border situation and immigration. It's an urgent crisis, but yet they don't want to give Biden anything resembling a win, of course, at the behest of you-know-who, who, by the way, was in the courtroom for part deux of the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. This time, he could face up to $10 million or more in damages. He did show up this time and was the heckler-in-chief, scoffing, making audible noises, and kind of bullying her from, you know, E. Jean Carroll was testifying. He was bullying her from the defense table. This is the front runner for the GOP nomination as he talks about getting blanket immunity regarding his presidential antics, even if they're beyond the law. Ouch, doodle doo. We're talking about autocracy coming our way. We'll take it all on. Surround ourselves with great music, though, because that's some great news, including our frigid Forgotten 45s, a couple of birthdays to note as well. And love to get you in the mix. So welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I think I got to get another cup of coffee because I'm so cold. But I'm happy to have you aboard. Weigh in. Anything, everything on your mind.
Shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. Thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, you ain't ever gonna change. Got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you.
don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. Close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
Of colder weather. Zac Brown Band on the AMV Berkeley Show. Wink and a nod going out to a few hearty regulars, Pearly, Phelps, and Seth. Thank you guys for your kind words. Always love playing with you in real time. Little miniature sandwich of the warmer weather, California Dreamin' from the Mamas and the Papas, and Katrina and the Waves. Haven't heard that one in ages from Walking on Sunshine. Great song from the 80s. Childhood memories indeed. And, of course, She's So Cold from the Stones. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. The Twitter X feed is 24/7 at AB Writes. Those live riders on Friday, January 19th, can avail themselves of our phone line, 347-857-4505, the Facebook page, and the PopNet chat box available, too. PopNet chat box. Stinney says, yeah, the New Hampshire primary, they're expecting a low turnout, too. That does not sound good for Nikki Haley. Yeah, I think she doesn't have much of a chance. But what's happening now, Trump is nervous because she's creeping up in the polls. He still has a lead, but not a commanding one as he had in Iowa or, frankly, other states. So I don't know where she goes if she doesn't do well in New Hampshire, because South Carolina is coming up next at the end of February. And although that's her home state and she's the former governor, and I think she was a fairly popular governor, he is blowing her away in the polls anyway. And I always say people haven't voted yet, but we know what happened in Iowa. She came in third. She was hoping to inch out DeSantis. DeSantis is still hanging in, although he's kind of written off New Hampshire, it looks like. So we'll see. Anybody else? We got a lot of folks chiming in on this. We got a lot of folks chiming in on everything, and you know much how much I love it. All right, what are we doing on the story with Nikki Haley? Dave says a couple of things about Haley. Why does Fox News keep giving her so much airtime? What makes her think she can beat Donald Trump in a debate? Because, you know, she is asking for it. He's the one that's not willing to do it, by the way, as you know. But Dave goes on to say she couldn't even beat Vivek Ramaswamy. I would disagree. I think she handled herself quite well against him. Hopefully, after the New Hampshire primary, she gets out of the way, and yeah, Nikki, you have zero chance of winning. Well, we'll see. Trump is throwing a lot of money at it, at this now, and is bad-mouthing her, calling her disaster, using her Indian name, and trying to birth her the way he did with really, he started his political career with trying to the whole birtherism business against Barack Obama. Of course, it's not true. She was born in 1972, I think, in this country. Her parents are immigrants, but the rules are the rules. If you're born in this country, you're automatically a citizen. So that's just nonsense, but it plays to his base. And that's, you know, he loves it. The poorly educated, he says, are their favorites. It's a low to no info voters. And I fielded a bunch of calls this week with a few of them on the Martin Luther King Day. We did a show, and there were people calling, some of whom are women, some of whom are people of color, who were supporting Trump and don't see him as a racist. Don't get what they blame the media. They blame AI now that, you know, when you actually have a soundbite of what he said, they don't believe it. It's distorted. It's just, it's nuts. And Nikki Haley has said, just because Donald Trump says something doesn't mean it's true. He knows that I have a chance, or he wouldn't be spending millions on ads attacking me. Robert says, Haley 2024, why don't you run as a Democrat? You don't represent most conservatives. Well, the truth is her policies are very much in line with Trump. This is the thing. I do believe, and I will say this, and I said this to anybody, if you're a Republican, you can pick Haley, you can pick, well, at the time you could pick Christie, you could pick Ron DeSantis, Ramaswamy's out now, but these people all have very similar policies with Trump. So if you like the policies, that's one thing. If you like the man behind the policies who is talking about becoming a dictator, who is a racist, who is a misogynist, who has criminal counts up the wazoo against him, then you pick Donald Trump. And I don't understand in my gut why a Republican would not go for somebody else, especially someone who is facing all these legal woes and might even be tossed off the ballot due to the 14th Amendment in the Constitution, which talks about an insurrectionist or someone giving cover and aid to an insurrectionist, with Trump would qualify in both of those categories, should not be allowed constitutionally to be on the ballot. It's being taken to the Supreme Court. I have a feeling they'll wiggle out of it and it'll stay on the ballot, but why wouldn't you pick someone who could actually win? It just doesn't make sense. Again, because it's a cult, and it's a MAGA cult, and I think true Republicans and true conservatives have a different view. They have to band together and start a new party if Trump has hijacked your party. That's my take on it, and I am not, as you know, a Republican. I am a Democrat and a liberal, and I'm voting blue no matter who, and we're pushing our Vote Blue No Matter Who crew to save democracy. But in all fairness, Nikki Haley, I find her a craven politician. I don't like her policies, but she would not be an existential threat to the very fabric of this country and the foundation of it. It would just, she would push things in the wrong direction, in my opinion, but at least hold the basic foundation together. But I don't think, it doesn't look like she's going to have a chance, but the media has made it a fait accompli. Well, only a very small fraction of GOP voters in Iowa have cast their ballots. We'll see what happens on Tuesday. But Eli says, at this point, DeSantis has become the new Vivek in the race. It's unclear why he's still in. He's got no chance of getting in, and now it's a choice between an 80-year-old man surrounded by chaos and court battles or a proven winner who will bring a new generation of serious leadership and results. I'm going for Haley 2024. That is true. She's always talking about his age, and she likes to say Trump, but she's trying to court the vote of the MAGAs, I guess. It's not going to work, Nikki. It's not working. But she always says her favorite line is, rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. You know, and she says he was the right president at the right time. Yeah, chaos follows him like Pigpen in the Peanuts, you know, Pigpen with a cloud over his head in the Peanuts cartoons. Really crazy. Carla says, they're all bad, so what's the difference? But yes, I agree with you, Trump will be much more disastrous. That's the point. He's an existential threat to our very democracy. We'll see what happens. Life in that northern town, they're going to make their decision on Tuesday. We'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens with the Democrats, too, because there isn't really an official primary, although Dean Phillips and his Midlife Crisis Vanity campaign and Marianne Williamson are on the ballot. There's a write-in campaign going on for Joe Biden. We'll see how that all plays out. Intriguing indeed. I mean, Amy Beth Berkley Show. What else do they have to do up there?
And the children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life, the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been,
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
Oh, very nice.
I'll hold your hand, just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father name? Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
worry. Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some music on while I pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cab to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I honestly, no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move a little
At
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Well, what's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold on.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
oh,
no.
It's cold out there.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Out the window at that
My
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
And your lips look
My
jealous.
Brother will be there at the door.
Like waves on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
They lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Your eyes are like starlight
don't
now.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
They're bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my life along
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you're caught in pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old love.
How about it's cold outside? If it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside. That's Anne-Marie and Michael Bublé on the Edith Arkley Show. It sure in the heck is. And Anne herself going solo in the 70s with her big hit Snowbird as we swat away a couple of flakes in my neck of the woods. I don't know about you. Some places are getting worse than others, I suppose. And Live Free or Die, with a wing and a nod to the Granite State and making license plate therein. From Bill Morrissey, the late, great singer-songwriter, journeyman, troubadour, who I had a chance to interview a couple of times. Nice man, wonderful guy, had a couple of demons to battle himself, but left behind some great songs and a few wry ones like that. And Life in a Northern Town, that's where we're headed. With the Dream Academy. It is the Amy Bevarkowitz Show. Weigh in. Twitter, X feed is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, Potnet chat box available. Lots of folks chiming in. Love it when you guys are playing with me in real time. You know I do. On the Potnet chat box, Charlotte says, they are pretty much all the same. I agree with you. Nikki Haley is not as much of a threat as Trump, but they all have crapola policies, if you know what I mean. I do, and that's what I'm saying. Why don't you pick someone else who can push forward those policies if you like them? I mean, that's what this country's about. We're allowed to have different points of view. We need another party, but I think the disenfranchised Republicans need to start a new party because Trump has held this party hostage with his cult, this MAGA cult that doesn't mind and, in fact, likes the idea of having a dictator in charge. He's made it perfectly clear that's what's going to happen. He wants to have impunity and complete immunity. He's trying to vie for that. He claims he's doing it for other presidents too, but we've had 44 before him and one subsequently after him, and nobody has needed that blanket immunity to do their job. So don't elect criminals and craven people, if you know what I'm saying. That's what I would say. But I'm not a Republican, and I understand they come from a different vantage point. Anybody, anything else on the New Hampshire primary? Jana, who is on the Democratic side, Marianne Williamson is getting some action. Vote in the New Hampshire primary for peace, justice, the earth, our children, economic bill of rights, universal health care, radical truth-telling. Marianne Williamson, 2024.com. She's trending. Well, I like Marianne Williamson as a speaker, as a writer. She has no business running for president. She doesn't have a handle on politics. I always say for people, and I count myself as one of them, the sideline buffoons, the punditry, the people who can squawk on podcasts and radio shows and TV shows and columns, etc. We all have a place, but it's a lot easier to be in our shoes, and that includes Marianne Williamson. That includes all the third-party candidates who I'm worried about in terms of nipping away at the small lead in the Electoral College. So people like Cornel West, RFK Jr., Jill Stein, they can cause damage in this country. They can sway it to the point where we will get a dictatorship, and I don't want that. So that's why I'm against it. They have a place, but they don't have primary politics, the Democratic primary, whatever you want to do. But I'm just saying in terms of the general election, we have to vote blue no matter who. We have to stand with Biden. If it is Biden, if a long shot happened and it was Nikki Haley, I predicted that he would step aside and Kamala Harris would take her on. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen, and I don't know. I do know that we have to stop this Trump movement, and it's not just Trump. It's a MAGA movement. Steve Bannon is behind it. Steve Bannon has said, and I've said this before, in quoting him, he ain't seen nothing yet. Trump will seem like a moderate by the time we're through. He wants to make this a Christian nationalist, authoritarian government. They're not even hiding the fact that that's what they want. So if you want that, that's up to you. But if you don't want that and you want to have more elections than this next one, then we have to mobilize and vote blue no matter who, because that's what the story is. On the other hand, as I said, Republicans who don't want it and are anti-Trump, start a new party and let's get this thing in motion. I mean, work on it. I mean, I don't know why they're not doing it. I don't know why they didn't do it before, frankly, but that's another story. And we'll have to see how it plays out. Meanwhile, Trump was in a New York courtroom heckling E. Jean Carroll for the second defamation case because he defamed her once, defamed her while he was president. They put that trial on hold. I think this is that trial, but I think they've upped the ante in terms of damages because after he was found, remember, he was found liable in the first trial back in May to the tune of $5 million for defaming her and also committing what they call sexual abuse, which the judge, who's the same judge who's presiding over this trial, deemed, according to most people, it will be considered rape. But because of the fine-tuning in the, or fine print in the New York law, it's called sexual abuse. You want to have a convicted or found liable rapist? I mean, I don't know why he's not being charged criminally with this, but I guess statute of limitations are gone. But liable to the tune of $5 million, that was a jury, and those facts are in evidence as facts in this case. So it's only a case for damages. There really isn't any defense. He may testify, or he's threatening to testify next week. I don't see how that's going to happen, you know, because if it happens, what is he going to say? I know he's lying about her on social, he keeps doing it, but the jury cannot consider that. Man in the Hightower says the GOP frontrunner Trump was found by a court and jury to be responsible for raping a woman. This is who you want? Yeah, exactly. I can't be bothered, so says SDC, to address all of the MAGA cultists, but Trump is someone who has been considered a traitor and a rapist, found liable for The latter. Yeah, he has been found liable. And when Nikki Haley dances around it and says, well, I don't know about that case, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know the facts, but if he's found guilty, then he should, you know, he has to do what he has to do. She tries to dance around it. It's very disheartening because she's starting to take him on a little bit more with depth, but not so much. But New York, he seemed to own New York real estate-wise and with his bombastic behavior and his persona and all that nonsense over the years. But since he's became president and he's gotten crazier and crazier, New York is a lonely town for the former president, that's for sure. Hey, weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arquish. Anything, everything on your mind.
My home. I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll be free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way.
Harry Nilsson, the Lord must be in New York City. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, we lost Harry 30 years ago this past week, January 15th, only at the age of 52, which at the time I was a young broadcaster. I thought that was fairly old. I have a different perspective now, but very interesting guy. I had a chance to talk with him on and off the radio pretty way back, but had some mischief in his step, too, when he talked about his various musical adventures, working with everyone from producing the Monkees to Alice Cooper, writing jingles and soundtracks, and, of course, very storied relationship with the Beatles. John Lennon famously called him Harry Nilsson his favorite singer-songwriter. But interesting guy and gone too soon, but left behind some great stuff. Dig into it. Check out The Point and others. Me and My Arrow, you know those great songs. So enjoy. If you haven't dipped into it, you know, I always say when people are first being turned on to some artists that maybe, you know, they didn't grow up with and they're just finding out about, it's a really exciting thing. I turned some people on to John Prine's music, and boy, oh boy, is that wonderful. And, of course, Jim Croce before that with that great song, New York's Not My Home, one of his more introspective songs. He's known for the great story songs, some love songs as well. Died tragically at 30 in that plane crash, but boy, oh boy, did he make the most of it, left behind some great music. You always wonder when somebody dies so tragically so young, you think, what kind of other things, other work could they have amassed? But you do what you can while you can, and he did it for sure. Jim Croce and New York's Not My Home. And New York is a lonely town from the trade winds for the former guy who once seemed to own New York. But now he's not really welcome in the city that he once called home, except in courtrooms, and he's been in a lot of them. Part deux of the E. Jean Carroll defamation case is ongoing, and he scowled at her while she was on the witness stand earlier this week, stomped his hand on the table. I mean, he's like throwing tantrums like he's a toddler. It's crazy. Hey, let's give a quick shout-out to this week's Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. It's Hazel in Purdy's, New York. Hey, that's not too far from me. He says, thanks so much. Love your show. Love the perspective. The music fits in nicely, but especially the challenge, which got me moving. I'm writing again. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Hazel. Keep us posted on your various projects. I like it when they're cryptic because we don't really know what's going on, but that's okay. You don't have to tell me. If you want to, you can, but you don't have to. Inspiration to Action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks to take that plunge. And once you dip into the creative well, I always say, you're going to love it. chances are you're going to love it, because there's so many, it's not just writing, it could be music, it could be dance, it could be cooking, it could be creating a garden, painting, whatever it may be that's your thing. There's so many forms of creativity, and you know you get it expands. The more you do it, the more you're doing it. That's what I always say. On the other hand, if you need a little push in that direction, you want me to help you with a primer on the challenge and some other tips and tricks, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. Please reach out via the website amybetharkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Get Press. Other goodies are available. And yeah, we have a place where you can chime in with guests suggestions, Big Story Forgotten 45 requests, links to the podcast, and social media connections. A one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So other things in the news this week, they're working on that budget deal again. And I guess there's a threat of a shutdown again after today if they don't make it. But hopefully they'll make it. But there's a big hitch in this border proposal, which the Senate, including, it's a bipartisan deal because not all the progressives on the left side are interested because it's too conservative. But the Republicans, many of the Republicans are in on it too. And people like Lindsey Graham, James Langford, who was spearheading it and on the Republican side, and John Thune have said the House has to pass this. This is the best deal we're going to get, the best deal we've gotten in decades. But on the House side, they don't want to pass it because they don't want to give Biden anything that resembles a win. And Speaker Mike Moses Johnson is working at the behest of the former guy because he wants to put the kibosh on it. Trump has also been quoted as saying, we hope the economy tanks so people can lose money from their 401ks, et cetera, their retirement funds, so that Joe Biden and not Trump will be the new Herbert Hoover. That is somebody who really cares about the country, isn't it? I mean, the Republicans have got to put the country first, the people first. As Akeem Jeffries says, they're going to push the budget deal through. They're going to work on doing everything that's best for the people. They don't want to shut down the government because he wants to roll up his sleeves and do the work. This is why Akeem Jeffries, we got to take back the House, so he should be the Speaker of the House in 2025. Voting blue, no matter who, how about you? As we head to the border with America, and happy birthday wishes to Dewey Bunnell, one of my early rock crushes, celebrating his 72nd birthday. On the Amy Bethard Show. Love you, Dewey. Always have, always will.
Way.
There she goes, the great Dolly Parton, celebrating her 78th birthday today and looking factory fresh as ever. I'm Amy Beth Arguisho. More people should be like Dolly. Their world will be a better place. Hey, maybe she should run for president. She's 78. She's under 80. And got more pep in her step than Donald Trump, that's for sure. And on the border from America, as we wish happy today birthday, 72nd birthday, to Dewey Bunnell, one of my early rock crushes. Had a chance to interview Dewey and Jerry a few years back on the radio. And yesterday I was so excited for a minute because I got a Facebook friend request from Dewey Bunnell, but then I realized it was one of those fake hack deals, just of the picture, you know, several times the picture, and that's it, no posts other than that. But a girl can dream, can't she? One of my early rock crushes. Have most of those albums, I think, still in vinyl from when I was a kid. Great stuff and a fun time. And they're still going strong, and they're getting jipped from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should be inducted, but that's a whole other deal, whole other story, as they say. So one final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. A couple of folks chime in. Hey, I love playing with you guys in real time. You know I do. But all the shows are archived for podcasts. You know that. Follow the Amy Beth Arkaby Show wherever you get your podcasts. And be on the listen. We have select editions of the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, NYS Talk, NetNow, etc. And Trudy sends out those social media messages about my various appearances, too. So I'm busy, but I'm getting the shows in when I can. Daphne on the PubMed chat box says, thanks for mentioning the whole third-party problem. I'm worried about it because of the Electoral College. It could be a real threat. Yeah, they're nipping at the edges. That's my issue with the Electoral College. You know, we have to get rid of it, but I don't know when that's going to ever happen because the GOP have a stranglehold on the whole concept because they can't win the popular vote. They won it once in the last 8 presidential elections when George W. Bush beat John Kerry in 2004. Other than that, yeah, they don't. I mean, in 2000, of course, Al Gore won the popular vote. In 2016, Hillary won the popular vote by over 3 million. In 2020, Joe Biden won the popular vote by close to 8 million. And I'm sure he's going to win the popular vote this time, but the Electoral College, when you have those third parties, I mean, you have people like Jill Stein who swung the election, handed the keys to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to Donald Trump in 2016 with the Michigan or the Pennsylvania. Those votes really do matter. So don't flush your vote down the toilet. We have to vote blue no matter who. We have to organize. And I'm nervous about this. No labels thing. You don't know where it's going to come from. And yes, some people say no labels will take away from Trump. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true. We have an enthusiasm issue like we had in 2016. I did call out for Hillary. I understand that. So this is something we have to work on. We all have to work on it. We still have time. But let's do it. Let's fight it, and let's see how we go. Donald Trump is only bringing the party down, so it's better if he's on the ballot, although, as you say, he's a threat, a big-time threat, so says Percival. Well, we'll see, as we said. Feisty, I love this one, says, Matt Gaetz always delivers on showing how repulsive he is every single way. He said if women leave the GOP, it's okay because conservatives have no use for women in their elections. And if that's not bad enough, he also says they can swap out women, replace women with ethnic groups. This is his direct quote. This is a blue-collar realignment of the Republican Party, and what I can tell you is that for every Karen we lose, there's a Julio and Jamal waiting to sign up for the MAGA movement. Matt Gaetz, he needs to be replaced. Yeah, he does. At one point, he was facing criminal charges, but that seems to go bye-bye. Everybody deserves due process. The DOJ, Merrick Garland, who took a scathing report they revealed about the Uvalde shooting and all the people in charge and how they really failed that community big time, was on revealed yesterday, but also was interviewed and said he believes in a speedy process and nobody's above the law. He keeps saying that. We'll see how that all plays out. Hey, thanks so much, Rudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving. Thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Internet Dark Wee Show. You know I love you all. I'll leave you with one more from the late, great Jim Croce, one of his signature tunes, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Take care. You know I love you all. Stay warm. Like his fancy clothes, and he likes to wave his time on.
Gone. And it's bad, Leroy Brown.